This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support. The environmentalists are promoting the extermination of almost all life on our planet, including the collapse of ecosystems, the collapse of food supplies, and the extermination of humans, mammals, primates, I mean, almost every life form. Now, that sounds shocking when you first hear it, but let's start with some basic science. Let's talk about photosynthesis. Now, photosynthesis is the process by which plants, which are they're the foundation pillar of life, of food webs throughout ecosystems, including aquatic ecosystems all across our planet. And photosynthesis depends on essentially three inputs: sunlight, of course, carbon dioxide, and water. Those are the three basic ingredients of photosynthesis. And it's from this sunlight, which is, you know, radiation energy, carbon dioxide, which is a source of carbon, and water, which is a source of additional hydrogen, that plants are able to synthesize all the molecules that they need to survive. They're able to create their own, you could say, drugs or pharmaceuticals. They create their own antibiotics or antibacterial chemicals. They also build structure. They create leaves and stems and flowers and pollen and nuts and fruits and seeds and all these things. Bark. What's bark made out of? Well, carbon. I mean, primarily, it's just carbon. Obviously, a lot of hydrogen in there if you know anything about chemistry, but it's all carbon-based. And the carbon comes from the air. And the metabolic energy of plants comes from sunlight via the metabolic process of photosynthesis. Out of these three inputs for plant life, and let's be honest, plant life is the basic food web for all higher life forms virtually across the entire planet. You know, without plants, there would not be humans or whales or anything. Everything collapses if you collapse photosynthesis. Photosynthesis is the base of even animal life on our planet. Out of these three inputs, the environmental movement is at war with two out of the three inputs. Environmentalists have declared that carbon is bad, i.e. carbon dioxide, and they've declared also that sunlight is bad, because now they want to push global dimming. They're trying to spray sulfur dioxide into the atmosphere. They call it stratospheric aerosol injections. And this, they say, would block enough sunlight to promote some cooling and stop the global warming, stop the climate change that they say is destroying the Earth. So they've declared that sunlight is bad and carbon is bad. They always talk about the war on carbon. They want to have carbon sequestration. Carbon production is evil, they say. Carbon dioxide is bad. They call it a pollutant. Under Obama, the EPA even declared carbon dioxide to be a pollutant. So again, out of these three inputs for photosynthesis, environmentalists and liberals are at war with two out of the three. Now, suppose they succeed in their war on carbon. What would happen if they eliminated carbon dioxide from the atmosphere? By and large, the global ecosystem would be dead, which means that you would die and all humanity would die. So if the environmentalists get their way, they would exterminate the human race. And yet they think that they're saving the planet. But that's just one of the two inputs. What happens if you take away sunlight? Well, if you take away sunlight through the global dimming efforts that are now being pushed by environmentalists, they want to pollute the atmosphere, block out the sun. They openly talk about this. Go to any scientific literature database and search for geoengineering or stratospheric aerosol injections, and you'll find over 100 science papers now calling for injecting mass pollution into the atmosphere in order to block the sun. And they say this would save the planet from climate change. What happens if you block the sun? Well, given that sunlight is one of the key inputs in photosynthesis, you would shut off photosynthesis. What happens if you shut off photosynthesis? Oh, all the plants would die. So why are scientists trying to take away sunlight from all the plants, all the forests, all the food crops across the entire globe? The answer is they're trying to exterminate life. They're not trying to save the planet. They're trying to destroy the planet. The environmentalists and the climate change propagandists have convinced the people of Earth to alter their own atmosphere and engage in what is essentially terraforming of their own planet to murder virtually all life on planet Earth. This is about survival of the human species. This is about survival of the planet. If you really want to save the planet, you've got to stop these insane environmentalists. They will collapse the global food supply. They will alter the atmosphere. They'll collapse the oxygen saturation of the atmosphere. If they get their way, they will kill off all humankind and even most animals and plants as well. And they believe they can convince people to go along with this. And so far, they're correct. They have convinced people to go along with this. A lot of people say, yeah, we need to block the sun. There's too much sun. Yeah, we need to block carbon dioxide, too much carbon. Little do they know that without those two things, they are dead. Their genes do not propagate. The human race is extinct if they get their way. So stopping these people is a matter of survival for humanity. If you want humans to survive, plants have to survive. If you want plants to survive, they need sunlight and carbon dioxide and water. It's as simple as that. It's cause and effect. Fighting against scientific ignorance and scientific illiteracy, trying to keep the human race alive, for God's sake. Join me in this fight, and we might have a future. Thank you for watching. If you want to support our mission, visit us at healthrangerstore.com for the world's largest selection of lab-verified superfood and nutritional products for healthy living. It's at healthrangerstore.com.